you ought to just write that down, make that a part of your life. I'm just telling somebody today about the words that they say have such an impact on your future. So you need to really be cautious of the things that are coming out of your mouth. Maybe it's something that you start in the new year. Write some things out that this is what I'm going to do in 2019. I'm going to put a guard over my lips and begin to declare and begin to speak some things that you want and you're believing God to come to pass in your life, because they'll never happen if you never speak about them first. Never will happen. Amen, preacher. Yes. You got to talk about it first. You got to have a dream. Let it be a reality. Let it come into your life. Let it happen for you. Just a couple thoughts. This Tuesday night, we are going to have a giveaway at the activity night at St. Anthony's. I want to invite all of you to come. I even thought, Ryan, that we could put up some more chairs up on that top story so you can look down, because if you've never been there, the gym, it kind of has a balcony, and you could go up there. You could bring some coffee over. You could bring dinner over. You could sit up there, and you can watch what's going to happen. There's been business people all over the community this week that have donated for a special night there. I think before the weekend, we're going to have around $3,000 that people have sown towards that, businesses in the community, so that we can give away. And I want to say one thing about the year-end offering. What that says is that this wheelchair lift, that's the cost that is going to be involved. And when Aaron says that the year-end offering is going to go all to that, I want you to know that doesn't stop what we do here every day of the week that we're giving to other people. We have a food pantry. We have a clothing connection. We help people all the time. We give to missions all the time. So this is something above and beyond what we're doing on a regular basis. Just want you to pray about that. The Lord will lay something on your heart. I said it to Chuck and Cheryl on Sunday, I have never missed anything that I have given to the Lord. Never. And you won't either. Trust Him, okay? I went to the, by the way, Mike, I don't know if I have a blood clot in my leg or not. That's what Ryan said. I don't like to talk about me, but he's got to tell everybody about it. So I don't want nobody coming up to me and don't feel bad for me. I'm fine. I went and had a ultrasound done on it today. Ryan said, Dad, send me your notes in case they keep you. I'm thinking they're going to have to chain me before they keep me. And thank God they said, we'll let you know. So I'm fine. Okay? Amen? All right. Andy, you're good. Thank you so much. How many of you appreciate Andy on the piano? All our musicians are amazing. I want to just take just a minute. I want to tell you something. I'm going to read a scripture, just make a couple comments on it. This is such an important time of the year. I was reflecting on our family, mine, when I was a kid growing up. In the middle of heartache in our home, there were some safe places that we could go to that would bring some joy and some hope to our lives. And I want to really encourage you that no matter where your life is in this season, what's going on in and around your family, that there needs to be, and I want this house, and I want St. Anthony's and the Generation Center, anything to do with the City Church, to be a place of safety and to be a place when you come in of wonder, when the musicians and the singers start. And I want you to know that all this that you come into, and we try to combine everything an hour, sometimes an hour and 10 minutes, there are hours and hours that go in to just a few minutes to lift everybody up and to bring joy and just some contentment to your life and the lives of others that you don't maybe even know anything about. I remember we had an uncle I did that was a farmer in Elba that my mom would take us to because my mom would work for her sister, which was my aunt in Elba, and it was a large farm at the time. And when they would take us there, it was so much different than what our home was. In our home, it was just, you know, alcohol, heartache, abuse. And when we went there, we'd just walk into the door, and my aunt would always hug me, and she'd kiss me all over the place. You know, as a little boy, I felt kind of, that was kind of corny. But as I look back at it now, I actually looked forward to those moments because that was a time in my life when I would receive some of that love and joy, and especially at Christmas. And even though I didn't know Christ as Savior, there was an awe that I saw. And I hope, you know, that when we come in tonight and throughout this season, and you see the lights, you never take that for granted. I'm amazed. I'm still a little kid when it comes to Christmas trees and seeing everything. When Patty and I, when I spoke out in L.A., was that 2 weeks ago or a week ago? I don't even remember now. And when we came back, I had bought her 2 years ago these three nights in New York City. So it just worked out. So we flew right back and went to New York City, and we went to that great big tree in Rockefeller Center. How many of you have seen that on TV? Or has anybody else, have you been there? Has anybody else ever been there to see it? I mean, when you walk into that, I'm like a kid. I just want to sit. There's no room around there because there's so many people. But I want to sit. And the awe and the wonder of what I see when I get around that, it just does something in me. And you know what that is? That's the wonder of the Christ that is in Christmas. That's just not something, oh, I feel, you know, people say, I just, you know, I can't get into the Christmas spirit. I want you to know the Christmas spirit is Jesus. He is the one that is in that. And even though when people don't understand or know everything that is going on at this time of the year, Jesus is in the midst of all this wanting to communicate and show us his love. And Christmas can impact anyone at any time, whether they have a relationship with Christ or not. I want to read this scripture. I want to read one other thing to you after that, and then I'll just wrap it up. In Luke chapter 2, verse 8, this is such a beautiful, and I'm reading out of the New King James Version. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. Everybody say all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. Verse 13, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. I don't want you to really look at this. I'm just going to make a couple comments on this. And verse 18, and all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. The New International Version says, all that heard it were amazed. The Living Bible says, all who heard the shepherd's story expressed astonishment. There is a marvel. There is an astonishment at this moment of the year. There is an awe that you and I should never lose. I caught myself this year thinking, you know, it's kind of a joke that here's Christmas already, and, you know, we're not even in October, Halloween's not over, and Christmas trees are going up, and everybody's commercializing it, and, you know, oh, they're playing Christmas music. And for a moment, I could feel the awe of the time of year leaving me because of getting caught up in the commercialization of everything. But the reality of it is that even though all that's going on, and maybe we can become distracted by some things, you and I should never lose the awe, the wonder, the amazement, the astonishment of what this year really means, what this time of year really means. And, you know, I just get so flustered when I hear some of these people that go on the internet and find some, how can I say it nicely? Some individual who has come up with some notion and that we should not celebrate this time of year because this is not the time when Jesus was born. Like they were there and they know it. Jesus, help us all. We just read the story that he came, that he was born, and that he came to bring peace and goodwill towards all men. Towards everyone, to the unbeliever, to the sinner, to the person, to the most vilest criminal. Jesus has come to the world to bring peace and goodwill. And you and I must be conduits of that every day of our lives. I read this that Max Licato, he wrote. I don't like him because he's so brilliant. He can write so good. He says it this way. He says, it's the season to be jolly because more than any other time we think of him. More than any other season, his name is on our lips. For a few precious hours, we become a chorus singing, come and behold him, which stirs even the sleepiest of some, pointing them to the Christ child. Those who pass the year without seeing him suddenly see him. People that have been accustomed to using his name in vain pause to use it in praise. Eyes now free of the blinders of self marvel at his majesty. And all of a sudden, he is everywhere. He's in the grin of the policeman as he drives a wagon full of presents to the orphanage. He is in the emotion of the father who is too thankful to finish the dinner table prayer. He is in the tears of the mother who welcomes home her son from overseas. He is in the solemn silence of the crowd of shopping mall shoppers as the elementary school chorus sings, "Away in the manger." He is with us. This is Christmas. And God has come. Isn't that just so beautiful? Heaven has come to earth. God has become a man. From the beginning to the end, God shows his love to us and accentuates it to us in the midst of the season. And when we feel like we can't experience it at any other time of the year, it's Christmas. It's the Christ in Christmas right now that can bring us hope and can bring us life and can bring us joy. And what does this mean to you and I? That Jesus came into the world. The Savior was born to you and I. Deity invaded eternity and eternity invaded time. Everything changes because of him. Royalty comes dressed in poverty. He was born to us in a manger. He came from the lofty throne of heaven down to the dirtiest place in earth to let all humanity from that time until the time that he returns, that someone, some person, people, no matter who it is, would never be too dirty that he could not touch their lives. Oh, I love that. And you may not understand it all, but that is okay, because in time, God will touch you in just this special way. And I believe with all of my heart that the greatest moment that anybody could have is during this season. And I just want to encourage you all, don't take your life so serious that you miss everything that God wants to do in you. Listen to this. Here's just a couple thoughts from Luke 2. Number one, he has come. Verse 11 says, "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Jesus, he has come. He has come to this earth. Now, I don't care what anybody wants to try to tell you, oh, he didn't come at this time and we shouldn't celebrate. Yes, we should celebrate him. Yes, we should put up the lights. Spread the cheer. Drink the hot cocoa and the coffee and eat the cookies. Honey, hear me? He has come. And every expression that we do should be connected in celebration of this beautiful time of the year. I love the kids being around. You know, we're going to give kids gifts on Christmas Eve. We are going to be giving machines during this time in this season of the year. Number two, listen, verse 10, he has come for everyone. Verse 10 says, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. Not just a couple here and there, to everyone. You can share this joy with everyone. I'm praying that God would put into my life some people that I can make an impact on this year. I mean, God gives me that blessing every day of my life. But I'm thinking of some people in particular that maybe at this time of the year feel down and feel depressed about some things that haven't gone right in their life. And how can I do something that would really make a difference in their life and bring a smile to their life where that they know the peace and the goodwill that God wants to bring to them? Number three, I love this. The praises go on. In verse 13 and 14, the Bible says, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Do you know something? And Brother Chuck is here. I believe he would agree with me on this, that when we sing the praises of God in the sanctuary, in our home, wherever we are, that angels literally join us in a heavenly chorus, even right here in the midst of his sanctuary, that you may not see, you may not understand, but when you sing praises to God, you draw a heavenly host together with you and I, and continually sing glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. That's the promises of God to us, my brothers and sisters. Number four, the shepherds declared it to everyone. Let me tell you again, it's not just for a couple here or there. This is for everyone. When I read this over again today, I was thinking about some of the darkest moments when I was a kid. And I just felt so hopeless and so lonely. And the reality of it is, right in the middle of that, God was declaring over my life, over the lives of people that I didn't even know. The Bible says, now when they had heard, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. Can I encourage every single one of you to be that mouthpiece for him this season? To find somebody that you can tell, that you can encourage, that you can be a blessing to. You don't have to worry about, how am I going to, I need to buy this. And I mean, let go of all that. Let go. There's nothing wrong with buying gifts. I like gifts. Amen. There's nothing wrong with gifts. But there's nothing wrong if you can't. Give your life. Give love. Ryan tonight, greet somebody, hug somebody, just embrace somebody tonight. You being together here tonight, before you leave, don't dart out that door. Linger just a moment. Just be a blessing to somebody that is right here. And last, number five, as it was then, it still is true today. Verse 18, people are amazed at this time of year. The Bible says in verse 18, and all those who heard it, I love this, they marveled at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. Let's marvel at the greatness of our God at this Christmas season. Let's not get caught up in despair or be discouraged. Let's marvel at the Lord. Now listen, before you leave tonight, I'm not telling you to worship Christmas trees. That's nonsense. That's not what I'm saying. But just look at it and have just this excitement. You know, I was thinking about this today, that when the angels came, a great light shone upon the shepherds at that moment. How fitting it is to have extra lights. And next year, Susie, she's already shaking her head. She knows what I'm thinking. Next year, we're going to have it brighter even yet. Because we just want everybody to be marveled when they come in and have the joy of the Lord just overtake their heart. Amen tonight. Come on, amen. Can we give God a big praise tonight? Spirit of the living God, oh Lord, stir every one of our hearts, every single one of us, God, that never take these moments and these seasons for granted. God, stop our lips saying, I can't wait till it's over. Oh, I can't wait till this time is over. Help us to enjoy and embrace every moment of the marvel and the awe of what you have done for us. I give you thanks, Lord, for every life that is here. I thank you, Lord, that as we end this year, we have so many things to be grateful of and for. So many things. And we will not take one of them for granted. We will let no unwholesome words proceed out of our mouth, but only which benefits and what builds up and what edifies and what gives you glory and praise, God. I give you thanks. I give you praise in Jesus' name tonight. And everybody said amen. Man, I love you. I'm so thankful to be here tonight with you all. Don't dart out that door. Just linger just for a moment. Take your picture out front. What a beautiful place it is. You don't have anybody to get your picture with, I'll take it with you. Ryan will take it with you. Brad, he'll take his picture with you. Patty will take her picture with you. And just have a great time, okay? I love you. Go in His grace. You need prayer, come on down. I'll pray for you personally tonight, okay? I love you. God bless you.